We're going to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman, next. And Tommy, fill us in on this statement from the PSNI about a review of the investigation into the tragic events at the Greenvale Hotel on St Patrick's Night.
Well, this is a very sensitive matter. Let's state that at the very beginning. As you know, three young people died in events at the Greenvale Hotel on St Patrick's Night. And we've just had a statement issued by Deputy Chief Constable Stephen Martin. Now, given that the Chief Constable George Hamilton is to retire shortly, the Deputy Chief Constable Stephen Martin is carrying a lot of the day-to-day responsibilities in the PSNI. So he sets out the circumstances that have led him to ask the police ombudsman to become involved in investigating some of the circumstances around the tragic events at the Greenvale Hotel. And he says that the first police officers arrived at the hotel shortly after receiving the 999 report. He goes on to state that following their initial assessment, they made attempts to establish more detail and information about what was happening, and they subsequently withdrew to await further police support. He goes on to say when the first ambulance arrived, police moved forward in support of them. But the timing and the nature of police actions during this period require further investigation to fully establish the facts. And for that reason, the Chief Constable has decided that the initial police response should be subject to independent scrutiny. So it's in the public interest to refer the circumstances and the nature of the actions of the first officers arriving at the scene to the police ombudsman.
And the PSNI statement also asking, saying that they'll cooperate with the Ombudsman, Tommy, is that right? And asking for people to refrain from speculation.
Exactly. Now, in circumstances like this, where questions are raised about the performance of the police, the obvious thing to do is to refer matters to the police ombudsman. That's the role of the ombudsman's office. It's one of the reasons why the office was established. And they do ask that people would not speculate or prejudice the outcome of the ombudsman's investigation. And one of the reasons why this is, say, an unexpected or a surprising development, Áine, our colleague Vincent Kearney covered that story on a number of days last week. And he spoke to a number of young people who had been at the scene, and they commented about the way the police responded. They were quite positive in their comments, and about the actions of the ambulance crews. So there was no hint, I think, or no suggestion at that stage that a development like the one that has taken place this morning was about to arise. But the Ombudsman's office has been called in. This is a statement from the Deputy Chief Constable, Stephen Martin, and I suppose it will take several weeks before the Ombudsman produces a report and makes it public.
Tommy, thanks very much indeed for that. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.